The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London with his dreadful story from a couple of weeks ago, those 39 truck victims. I understand, Adam, they're all confirmed as Vietnamese.
Yeah, rather different from what we were told originally. But yes, absolutely, the police have confirmed that all 39 victims were Vietnamese. So when there was a service held today in East London, where basically the service was held at a Catholic church with links to Vietnam, and the Reverend Simon Nguyen, with a Vietnamese name, and a largely Vietnamese congregation were taking part. And actually, I thought Simon Nguyen put it really well. He talked about the 39 as having died seeking freedom, dignity, and happiness. It's not their fault somehow they ended up getting trafficked and stuffed into a refrigerated lorry and dying. They just wanted a better life. But there's still a lot of unanswered questions. Post-mortem examinations continue. Two men under arrest still. The cause of death still isn't known for sure.
Absolutely awful stuff. Now, what's the story of Nigel Farage?
Yeah, a few headlines here about him. The boogeyman of British politics, you could call him, friend of Donald Trump. He has said he will not stand as an MP in our forthcoming general election in just under 6 weeks. Nigel Farage, of course, leader of the Brexit Party, former leader of the UK Independence Party. He's told us that he'd be better served supporting the 600 candidates that have been put up for the Brexit Party. And he reminded us how inept both Labour and the Conservatives are in the course of it. But of course, there are two things he didn't mention here, which is that, number one, doesn't the Brexit Party cease to be the moment that there is Brexit? So therefore, there's not a very long-term future there. But also the fact that Nigel Farage has lost 7 elections in a row where he stood as an MP. He probably just doesn't want to lose for an 8th time. He didn't mention that, of course.
You are funny. Well done. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.